sometimes these ticket price discussions are really boring, but I'm not going to bring up the Jets increase one yesterday because this happens, I feel like, all the time. You know, teams are going to increase tickets, inflation, all that stuff. But I did want to bring up two that were interesting to me of how crazy the secondary market for the World Series tickets are.
Oh, man, yes.
So, and these are two real-life examples of people that I talked to in the last 2 days that just were telling me about this. So I have a friend who had a 20-game regular season plan, or maybe 30, whatever it is, but he gets like one game around, you know, because of whatever plan that he bought. So he gets World Series Game 5. So these seats are not legend seats, you know, they're regular seats that I don't even think they're in the lower level, right? So he goes, all right, I got these Game 5 tickets. He's a big Yankee fan. He's like, let me just throw them up on the secondary market for $5,800 apiece. They were gone in 30 seconds, he said.
Wow.
And he's like, well, now I need a Game 5. He's like, I'm a Yankee fan. If they sweep, I'm going to be pissed. Because he was, it's four tickets for $5,800 apiece.
So basically, he paid for his entire ticket allotment for the year.
Yes.
So good for him.
Of course, good for him.
I mean, I listen, if it were my... So now, if I were Major League Baseball and I saw all of this happening,
yeah,
I mean, aren't you like ticked off? I'm like, it's your team. It's like the Yankees invested all this money into their players. Like I know this is a weird discussion, but I was just thinking, like, so I'm paying all these players $340 million, and my team that I spent all this money on is basically making it to the World Series. But if I ever put a ticket up for $5,800, you know, for it, your general entry, people would be freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
But yet somebody could sell it for $5,800 on the secondary
market. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I think that they...
And by the way, how many goddamn fees are there?
Oh, well, yeah, that's
it's unbelievable, the amount of fees and handling fees and this fee and that fee and this tax and that tax.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So, but it's also Yankees Dodgers, and I think Major League Baseball will take Yankees Dodgers every day of the week, and it's like, okay, the secondary market's going to be crazy, and we don't love that, but we're getting Yankees Dodgers.
But how about this? Here's the real, like, the underlying thing. Mm-hmm. So you buy your tickets from the team, okay?
And Major League Baseball actually controls all playoff tickets,
all right, so
by the way.
All right, so you buy your tickets from Major League Baseball, whoever you're buying them from, yeah, initially at the opening cost that they set for you to buy the tickets. In that are fees and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get those tickets and you say, let me put them on the secondary market. Let me see what's happening here. The secondary market, $5,800 per ticket, you just told me. Now whoever is buying those tickets are paying fees and taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So the state, and I think the city, probably love the secondary market. No matter if the politicians are screaming and yelling about the actual cost of the actual ticket, but now that the secondary market is involved,
yeah,
and they're being sold, and who knows, those tickets may be sold again.
Maybe if it's 2-2 and it's nuts. So here's the other one. So this was yesterday at Sabrina's soccer practice. I'm talking to another dad who's a Yankee fan. He goes, you know, my brother's going to the game with some buddies, and they asked me, did I want to go? And then he told me that the ticket was $1,800 a ticket, you know, that they got on StubHub. And I was like, you know, it's just a little too much. I said, well, where are you sitting? Because I heard $5,800, so like $1,800 might not be so bad. Where are you sitting? He's like, oh, let me take a look. Standing room only. They got standing room only, general admission, $1,800 a ticket for Game 3 on Monday.
Yeah, well, it's a reality. And
that is even crazier to me than the $5,800 for a seat.
Right, and by the way, the Yankees and the Dodgers can be camouflaged by Major League Baseball because Major League Baseball controls the tickets.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. But I mean, so I don't think that was face value, though. I don't think that was face.
That was secondary market.
Yeah, the standing room only was not $1,800 a ticket,
but
face value.
But how would you feel, though? Like, if you had built something and you were putting something together and you were selling tickets for people to come see, and then you found out people who had the tickets were selling the tickets for five times what you were selling them for.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It would not make me happy. I'm just trying to, in this particular example, it's like, all right, your team's in the World Series. You're making so much money to begin with. You know that it's matchup driven. You know, if they were playing, you know, if it were the Yankees and let's say the Diamondbacks of last year, would not be the same type of allure. You got the two biggest markets in there. So, yeah, it sucks. No doubt about it. But I do think that the teams are just, they're raking it in so much from this that, right. that this is just like a little side note.
And the other thing, too, is warning to the players. You want to know why fans are going to be on your ass?
Oh, yeah.
You pay this kind of money to support your salaries and everything else?
Oh, yeah. Like, so if the Yankees have one of those dud Met losses that they had in game 3 and 4 at home.
Oh, boy.
You're paying, like, you know, to bring somebody else with you, potentially $12,000 to sit in a normal seat. Yeah. And Aaron Judge strikes out and it's 10-1 Dodgers. Woohoo. Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I got 2 points. Number one, you're talking about the tailgating and how boring things can be without weed and beer. Did you ever see the Simpsons episode where he stops drinking?
I did not, no.
He's sitting at one of the baseball games. And he goes, I never realized how boring baseball was because he couldn't drink. Anyway, so $5,800 times 42,000 people is what? A packed stadium?
Yeah, but listen, so that's just for like a seat that I think is, I got to find out exactly where it is. Like the legend seats on the secondary market are going for $10,000 or more per ticket.
But my point is, so for one game, if you average $5,800 a ticket, that's $243 million times 3 home games is $730 million. You just paid for Soto in 3 games.
Yeah, but the Yankees aren't getting all that money. That's what we're saying. This is secondary market. Like people, so right. the guy that I know, he got his ticket face value. You know, I'm going to ask him what his face value was for the World Series and then what he ended up selling
and
it
just
for.
Remember this, that the Major
I'm
League,
saying if.
Just remember this, the players share the ticket revenue with the ownership. So everybody has to buy a ticket. In other words, no tickets are given away unless you're a guest of somebody who's actually bought a ticket. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So,
if they could get even close to that, you look at the numbers for 3 games. It's crazy.
Yeah,
no, yeah. But they're not going to get close to that. That's the thing.
Yeah, because
they don't receive anything unless there's some sort of fee or something that is tacked on with these secondary markets. Which I think didn't the Cubs get in trouble for something like this?
Yes, because they were themselves, like the owners were.
Putting stuff on the secondary market.
Right.
I mean, listen, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you were an owner and you had access to tickets, well, I guess, obviously, that's not a good look.
No, it's not.
And that would
at
be
all.
Some sort of conflict of interest and fraud.
For without a doubt.
I would think it'd be like when somebody stops in front of you on a highway and then you run into the back of them as they back up into you and then they try to force you into paying them. Through your insurance company?
Yeah, seen a lot of that lately. Yes. Ruben in Belleville. What's going on, Ruben?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm hearing about these ticket prices. I had to tell you about 1996. I was working for a place that we did catering for the Yankees.
Yeah.
So I ended up with 2 sets of tickets. I think I paid $175 each ticket. I ended up selling the second set for $350, so I basically went into the game for free. But people were offering us $1,000 for these tickets. But we wanted to go, first time in 15 years, so we turned down the money. We just went in, broke even. So we get in there, we're super excited, and then 2 words, Andrew Jones.
Oh.
And to this day, I regret not selling both of those tickets and going and hanging out in Billy's and going to Dominican Republic for the weekend.
Yeah, you know what, Ruben? And that's the thing about sports, man, is you never know. Like, I remember Subway Series 2000, one of the games that I went to with my mom where it didn't work out. Thank God, last Friday night did. It was Game 5. We bought Game 5 at Shea Stadium before the series started, and it was from a scalper. And that we actually knew, and it was mezzanine box, first row, just left of home plate, which was the third level there, and it was that was in 2000. It was $1,000 per ticket for that 24 years ago.
You know, I know it's the Yankees, and I know it's 42 or 44,000 people at Yankee Stadium, and they normally sell out anyway because it's the thing to do. When you come to New York, you got to go to a Yankee Stadium if you're a tourist. So yeah. that's part of the allure, and there's also all the corporate support that the Yankees receive.
Indeed.
Through their sponsorships and everything else, which is great. I'm just wondering. So this is the World Series, and you see how Yankee fans are reacting. And they haven't had a World Series, what, since 2017, but 2009 when they won, right?
Well, no. They did not make it in 2017.
They lost the Astros.
Right, yes. Yeah, so 2009. It's been 15 years.
So it's been 15 years. What happens if the New York Rangers make it to the Stanley Cup Final this year?
Yeah, those tickets will be absolutely insane.
And there's only 18,000 people.
Exactly. Well, what if the Knicks make it to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, like one of those two teams. I can't even imagine what the ticket prices will be for those games. I remember like the 94 Stanley Cup Finals. I didn't buy the tickets. I was a guest of somebody who was buying the tickets. And yeah. I remember how much he was telling me they were costing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because you were right there. And you know, it changes the crowd, too. Like, there's no doubt. Like, I remember I went to so many games in 2000. And I remember going into the World Series, and I'm like, it's a different crowd.
That's a
here.
Lot of corporate people.
Right.
Some people are there who are dyed-in-the-wool Yankee fans who are corporate. Don't get me wrong. Like my buddy, that Timmy O'Brien, who was able to get the tickets for us for the Knicks and the Rangers in 1994, huge Ranger and huge Knicks fan, just like I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a corporate guy, worked for a company, and we were entertaining clients.
Right.
And they were Ranger and Knicks fans too, thankfully. You know, they weren't just there to be a part of the scene. They were there to root on the team.
Sure.
So I've been in those corporate seats, so I know what that's like.
Yeah.
The problem is like when you bring in somebody, I don't know, let's say, I'm just trying to think of give me a financial company, JP Morgan.
Okay.
I don't know what they can do and what they can't do anymore, depending on with all these different laws and regulations that are in place now. But JP Morgan, two executives are bringing two guys from, I don't know, Goldman Sachs. And those two guys from Goldman Sachs just want to say that they're there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that they're not rooting for anybody.
Yeah, it's just it's a different crowd. Totally different crowd.
I'm thinking that the Goldman Sachs would have guys that would be, or gals that would be rooting for the home team, hopefully.